Well, praise the Lord for that great message from the choir. And my heart was truly blessed. I believe that the angels in heaven were rejoicing over the story of the Savior being revealed. What a tremendous blessing. I want to read one verse to you tonight and just end the service tonight with just a brief message concerning what the choir preached on tonight. And saying toward that Christ is come. In the book of Ephesians in chapter 2, one verse, the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Amen. Let us pray. Father, as we do bow before you tonight, thank you for what we've already received. Thank you for each and every choir member that has given of their time and sacrificially prepared to present this great message to this congregation here tonight. And I pray, God, that what we've just heard in song would be revealed to us in our hearts and our minds, and your Spirit would bear witness with us to reveal to us these truths. And now I pray, God, as we open up the Scriptures and just present just a few thoughts here, I pray that you would once again anoint and empower the preaching of thy word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. There's three key words found in this one verse, and the first would be grace. For by grace are you saved. 2,000 years ago, as we preached on this morning, that which was perfect has come. Amen. Jesus Christ, God, manifested in the flesh. By grace, God gave His Son to pay its debt that all humanity owed and could not pay. That debt was paid some 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ hung on Calvary's cross and shed His precious blood. So, for by grace are you saved. And it's through faith. Because of God's love and His grace, He has made salvation available to all humanity, to all the world. Anyone and everyone on this planet Earth, because of God's great love and His grace, has an opportunity to be saved. There's only one way for a person to be saved, and that is through faith. That idea of faith is we must believe. We must believe that Jesus Christ is the very Son of God. We must believe that we were lost in need of a Savior, and that God sent His Son to be that Savior. And that not only did He live, but He laid down His life some 2,000 years ago. Not only did He die on that cross as He shed His blood, He resurrected on the third day. Amen. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the gospel. And through faith, we must believe. And then as we believe, the third great word that we find in this verse, and then we must receive. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the, and this is very important here, gift of God. Receiving God's gift. Can I just briefly give you some things, some thoughts concerning receiving the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ? First of all, you have been saved. If you receive salvation, the gift that God wants you to have, if you receive that, because of His grace making it available through your faith, you have believed and now you have received. You first of all have been saved from the penalty, the wages of sin. The Bible says in Romans in chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." That death occurred back with Adam. And God told Adam, if you sin, if you partake of this fruit, you shall surely die. And so when Adam partook of the fruit, he sinned. He did that which God told him not to do. And he died, first of all, a spiritual death, and that he was separated spiritually from God. And he started to die a physical death. From that moment forward, he started to age, and he would have to face a physical death because of the wages of sin. When you receive the gift that God has for you, then your penalty and the wages for your sin has been paid. And so you have salvation, or you have been saved from an eternal hell. What a great gift. A gift that saves us from going to an eternal Gehenna hell. What a blessing. The gift of salvation. Along with the gift of salvation also comes a gift of everlasting, eternal life. Everlasting, eternal life. Can I tell you, once you've been saved, then you can rest assured you will never die. You will never have to experience separation from God again. I love that. Jesus reminded us of that, and over in the book of John in chapter 11, verse 25 and verse 26, this is part of the gift that you receive when you receive Jesus Christ. In John chapter 11, verse 25, the Bible says this, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall, right here it is, never die. Because when you get saved, you have been given the Spirit of God to dwell within you, to seal you to the day of redemption. We will all move out of this house. Because right now your body houses your spirit. And when you get saved, then it becomes not only just a physical body, it becomes a temple because it also houses the eternal Spirit of God. And when this physical body dies, it releases the Spirit. To be absent from the body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. And so when you receive this gift that God's given to us, as you, by God's grace, by grace through our faith to believe, and then we believe that we can receive this gift, and as we receive this gift that God wants you to have, not only are you saved from eternal hell, but then you have been given everlasting eternal life, and you will never die. Your body goes through the process of dying, but when the body ceases to exist, then your spirit graduates to a life that is even more full than what you could ever imagine. A life in the presence of an almighty God for an eternity. A gift of everlasting eternal life. You also receive a gift of sonship. With salvation, you are adopted into the family of God. Amen. We become the children of God. Romans in chapter 8, and verses 14 down to verse 16, it reveals this to us. And again, the Bible is God's holy word, and it reveals to us truths that God wants us to understand and freely know. In Romans in chapter 8 and verse 14, the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You got the Holy Spirit living inside of you, then He will lead you. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. When you receive Christ and the gift, the Spirit comes in, and that is a spirit that adopts you into the family of God. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When you receive this gift, yes, you are saved from eternal hell. And yes, you have this everlasting eternal life where you can rest assured you will never die. But even more than that, in this life, you become a child of God. Outside of salvation, the Bible says you are dead in your trespasses and sins. But when you receive Jesus Christ, you have been quickened or made alive unto God, and you have been adopted into the very family. Now you have a heavenly Father to look to and pray to. Adoption, sonship, communication with a heavenly Father. It doesn't end there. Because not only are we saved, not only have we been given everlasting eternal life, not only are we given a sonship, a place in the family of God, but we also have been given a church family. The Bible says over in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, this is what God wants you to know that comes with salvation. If you truly receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then these things will take place. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, in verse 12 it says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." Okay, so we become children of God. We're baptized into the overall body of Christ. And then in verse 18 he says this, "But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him." And so that body is talking about the local New Testament body, which that body is the church. Christ is the head of the body, and the body, the Bible says, of the body, that local New Testament assembling is the church. And God directs you, and God will place you in that local call-out assembly where you can go and then do the next thing that God wants you to do once you get saved, and that is identify publicly with Him, and you can be baptized through that local New Testament church, and you can be discipled through that local New Testament church, and you can be equipped through that church to do all that God would have you to do. What a gift. A church family. Like this one, the Lighthouse Baptist Church, where we call each other brothers and sisters. We have so much in common because we have the same Heavenly Father. We have the same Savior. And we have the same indwelling Spirit. What a family. Lastly, not only do we have the gift of salvation, we've been saved. We have the gift of everlasting eternal life. It includes a gift of sonship. It includes a gift of a church family. But possibly one of the most important things that we can have in this life. It's a gift of a purpose for life. So many people are floundering today. They don't understand life. They don't understand their purpose. When you receive the gift that God wants you to have, you can know that God is working in every situation and circumstance of your life. And God has an eternal purpose in view for each one of us. We can know that because of Romans 8:28. The Bible says, "For all things work together for good, not just to anybody, but to them who are the called according to His purpose." To them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. You have to know God before you can truly love Him. And once you know Him, you'd want to receive His gift. And once you received His gift, then you have His indwelling and you have all these other things. And through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, He will lead, guide, and direct us as we allow Him to throughout the rest of our lives. And we can have a purpose that goes beyond this life that includes eternity. What a gift. As the choir sang, Christ is come. That which was and is perfect has come. What have you done with the grace of God that makes salvation available to you? If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed.